Most of the cool stuff that's going to happen. I booked my flights. I'm arriving Wednesday around dinner time. I think my flight is supposed to land at 4:30, and I'm leaving Monday morning kind of early. So I think Friday is a good day for events. And I think I don't have the details ironed out, but it sounds like ONFT and NFT Happy Hour will have an event at the same place, but at different times. So like, you know, one of them will start in the afternoon. One of them will just be the continuation.
Back to back.
So people,
yeah, back to back.
Yeah, because people don't have to go all over the city. Like there's no subway to get around easily in Nashville. So you want to make it easy for people. And, you know, if people don't want to come, there's so much other cool shit to do around.
I heard Vandal might be giving rides for NFTs.
They accept
NFTs. So I heard Vandal's going to be like a designated driver for evening events, but I like the idea of having ONFT and NFT Happy Hour at the same location. We just need to stay at the same location, keep it safe, you know?
Yeah, and I think we're going to have to stream in Maria as well. We're going to have to get a TV and stream. We're going to get on Skype or something and stream her in.
All right, so yeah, back to Amanda. If you want to network or we can work together on getting some Polygon projects I think we just need to get like get 1,000 Matic gathered up and just be like, look, it's pay up. You got to pay the price to be a unofficial sponsor at NFT Nashville.
What about Stash? They're in the United States.
Stash ghosted me.
Well, what do you mean?
They might not be happy since everyone's moving their racks off of Stash. But
yeah, but they have Stash. They're more than just the marketplace now. They're like a whole social media thing. So they have like people can migrate Polygon stuff over to Polygon and Ethereum and Solana and you name it now. So like, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that. But yeah,
Amanda, is he going to play the trombone next?
He can play the piano next. Those are the only two.
Hey, don't give that man shit.
That's
apparently, he's really good with his hands and mouth. So I can see why.
I said that to him when we were dating. Like, I date a pianist who's really good with his fingers. Oh.
Unrecorded space. This is what happens.
Amanda, thanks for that DM with the feet and the shot glass. Very, very nice shot glass.
Don't breathe so hard. Don't breathe so hard when you're talking into the mic, okay? So thank you.
Oh my god. Shot glass. Oh, it's because I'm using my mic this time. I'm not using my Apple Pods or whatever.
So who's on the Stargaze account? Is it Ruin? Give me a thumbs up if it's Ruin.
There it is. We got a thumbs up.
I said that and nobody listened to me. Like, I was like, no, it's the other guy, the Rue guy. And then nobody said anything. So I was like, oh, maybe they just can't hear me.
There's only one Rue. All right.
I got to meet Ruin. I met Ruin at NFT Nash at NFT NYC.
I just got to hang out with him and Shane at Station 3 last week. It was pretty fun.
Why don't you show what you're doing with the in-person events, Amanda?
Yeah, so I am not doing Rarma. I'm not actually working for Polygon anymore. I am doing Web3 events for Station 3, which involve doing events for every ecosystem. So it doesn't matter if you're a dApp or if you're looking to do a hackathon or, the sky's the limit as far as like women's conferences or, you know, AI conferences, NFT, art, whatever. So yeah, that's kind of the umbrella. And then I might potentially have some news in the next few days as far as another sort of position. So, but yeah, not for Polygon anymore.
That's cool.
But yes, I'm excited because it kind of opens the door for a lot more networking. Instead of just being Polygon siloed, Polygon's included, but it's not just limited to that.
Also, there are other projects in here that might want to take advantage and maybe have Amanda help you organize like an NFT NYC event or something, and maybe replicate what you did last year with that awesome panel. And I think that's a good niche for you, to be honest with you. I think you could be like the project, like the in-person, the IRL event coordinator for New York City for all these projects. And then people can just roll in from wherever they're from, and then everything's kind of set up and they just have to, you know, do the rest. So I think that's a good, I think that'd be a good job for you. And by job, I mean, she has to get paid. So don't think she's going to do all this for free.
Yeah, that was one and done, Gaines. No more feet picks.
All right, where do I send the money?
Oh my gosh.
Why don't we put the link to buy the NFT Nashville ticket somewhere in the space?
It's up there. Somebody.
Oh, okay, good. I didn't see it.
So if we have four guys coming, we need three tickets plus our one that we get. Okay.
Are we 100% on that, Tank? Can you shed light? Because I kind of deferred the ticket stuff to you and Sisla, because I feel like more people will be interfering with that.
Sorry. Yes, sir. I was walking around in my house trying to find some stuff. Yes, that is the case. If only two tickets go out to well sponsors, anything below is one ticket included. There's not many tickets. I wish it was different, but you know, it's on a smaller event, so that is the case.
It might get big.
It might get big, and we're going to have people standing outside with the tents and the food truck and the tractor trailers that have the Woohoo girls and stuff like that. We might all just go up to Nashville together, but
that's yeah. Awesome.
Can we commit right now? Because we never really ironed this out, and I know it's like we're getting ahead of ourselves, but Gaines is here, Tank's here, Shroot was here. I don't know where Shroot went, but
he's there.
There's basically two different tickets, right? There's the tickets that the sponsors are going to get, and then there's the ticket that the people get when they buy the tickets yes. online. So we should commit without making specific promises that there's a very good chance that we'll be able to just roll this conference into another one next year, that those people that have those tickets will get something like a discount, maybe a steep discount, hopefully, as we scale up the conference, right? So I'm hoping that we could somehow get that $80 back to the original purchasers of the tickets next time, on top of all like the different perks that we'll have at the conference. Can the three of us at least commit to that? Yeah. Okay. Mayor's clapping.
Yeah, I'm 100% on board with that.
Okay, cool. No, cause I really think that the tickets, compared to how much the sponsors are contributing, the tickets are kind of, I don't want to say they're negligible, but it's not like, even if no one buys a ticket, the conference is happening because of the sponsors, yeah. Right? So the tickets are just hopefully it's an NFT that will gain some type of utility throughout the year. I know that people are going to be using those for whitelists already. So there's that as well.
All right. So let's talk about has the location actually been released, or I know it's in.
It's on the ticket.
It's on the ticket. I know.
No, yeah, the name yeah, of- yeah. No, it's Suite 501. In the city that it's being hosted in. But yeah, all the information is out there. You guys can actually we'll post pictures and videos here soon.
Because I know as far as picking a hotel, I'd rather do that sooner than later and just have like, you know, like if whatever whatever hotel like you guys plan on, or, you know, people coming from out of town. I know, Tank, you're local, but people coming from out of town and be like, oh no, like, let's just go with this hotel and try to get that stuff nailed down. I know you were trying to get some discount rates and you were saying that you were just frustrated with the hotels not getting back to you.
Yeah. I honestly don't know if like, I'm probably thinking that right around that time, what it is it's conference season at that time. So they're probably just like slammed already. And they're just being shitty freaking managers or event planners or whatever the hell they are. But yeah. So I'll put it out there. I'll put out actually the event where it's at, the ones that I would recommend people look into that are fairly close by. But I'll do that. You know what? I'll do that here in a couple of minutes, actually. I'll find a few.
How about Tank? How's the Brentwood area looks pretty good because it's kind of in the middle of the venue in downtown Nashville.
Well, Brentwood Franklin is not very far away. Like, just a little heads up about the space. So it's technically in Franklin, also known as the little area that we're going to be in, Cool Springs. That is on a good day, or actually any given day, it's about 15 to 20 minutes south of downtown Nashville. So the time frame between Brentwood and the actual like Cool Springs area is really not that much because you can be in Brentwood in 5 minutes. The cost of hotels in Brentwood is probably going to be more than the hotels in Franklin because Franklin's more of a residential area versus Brentwood is more known for like big company area. It's like where all the big businesses are. And so it's probably might be a little bit more actually to stay there. I don't know. I'll have to take a look at that. But the cost difference is going to be like literally you're talking about like maybe $10 difference a night in room and versus being 5 minutes away from the event or, you know, 10 or 15 minutes away from the event. You know, so I don't know, like I'll put it out there. The ones that I suggest, to take a look at, and there's a couple of them. Shoot actually came down, and got to see where the event space is in contrast to like where a couple of the hotels are and the mall, which has, it's a huge, huge, nice mall, many, many different things. Over there, not just like shopping and whatnot, but I would suggest just from living there to probably just stay in Franklin. Yeah, but I'll put up that post.
All right, cool. I'm actually looking. What'd you say the name? Did you actually say the name of the Saturday location, studio something, or
Suite 501?
Suite 501. Yeah, I mean, gosh, we're almost to September. I mean, next week is September. So, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. We're about 2 months
away. It'll be a good like rush when you have like Cosmoverse. Last year after Cosmoverse ended, there was a big lull. So then we'll have this. Sorry, a Gold Rush. I know you had your hand up for a while. Feel free to chime in.
Actually, I saw this space up at the top of my feed here, and I'm in Nashville, and I'm clearly in Web3, as you can tell by my PFP. I generally participate in the Cardano web chain. So is this blockchain specific, or you plan on going cross-chain with this event? Hit me with your five-minute spiel, because I know some like founders that are local, and I mean, I've already tagged a couple of them into this chat, just like, hey, here's a Nashville event that's going down. Like, maybe we can get in, show up and show out.
Oh, no, good question, because there might be other people in here that are like, what the hell is NFT Nashville? So there are four of us. Two of us are YouTubers, and then the other two run validators and do a lot of Twitter spaces. So basically all four of us are content creators. We were setting up this conference to just spotlight all the positive developments in the NFT space the last year or two. It's not chain specific at all. However, most of the sponsors are from the Cosmos ecosystem. So most of the speakers will be from the Cosmos ecosystem. And that's how we're the first one is shaking out.
We're very pro crypto and about networking, and definitely kind of think of it as a mini NFT NYC. And the reason Nashville is number one because Tank is located in Nashville, one of the the YouTubers, but also the Bitcoin, the major Bitcoin conference is coming to Nashville in 2024. And this is kind of like a beta to launch Nashville NFT for 2024. So definitely tell us a little bit more about you guys.
Oh, I'm just an investor. You know what I mean? I'm just a guy out here holding some ADA. That's all. I still keep my day job. I'm not some rich Bitcoin dude. I'm not one of those guys. But I was like, oh shit.
Hey, is that a Disco Solaris PFP you got there?
Yes, it is.
Very nice. Right? No, my first NFT purchases were in the Cardano ecosystem when Cardano was like red hot with NFTs, basically like 2021 into 2022, and I mean, most of us here have NFTs on multiple chains. I would say probably like...
Cool story, Joe. Sir, how many FUD buddies are you holding? That's my question. Oh,
here we go. Another Cardano guy here.
Actually, no, I never minted those.
Oh, fuck. All right.
So, yeah.
Wait. How many of y'all have a dog named Ada? Yeah. Because I have a dog named Ada, okay? So
I have a dog named Charles.
I might be Cosmos, but like... I love to meet some ADA. I definitely got stuck with a dog named ADA because of it. So,
how many of y'all swapped Cardano at $2.75 and changed it all over to Luna?
Not me.
Well, I didn't do Luna. I did. But I definitely did that right while on vacation to Mexico. So,
and then tank rode that bitch all the way to 120 and then watched it explode. Fuck yes.
Tank is the only one that... Tank's the only one that swapped his profits into stable coins. I was just telling Tank how I made money with Fortis and I swapped a bunch of it into Luna as well at the top, and I basically broke even though
bro,
I made a bunch
real.
Of money.
Bro, be real. Tank swapped his gains into fucking beach houses and condos. Let's fucking be real. He's the only smart
that
one
is
out,
true.
Of, out of this group.
That is true. That is true. That is true. So, but you know, but we're definitely... I'll get
through. Go ahead and add me. I'm definitely on the hunt for speakers and unique, interesting topics. The goal is to make it, you know, not just like, you know, the run of the mill stuff. I would like to have something that stands out a little bit. So if you have some people in mind, happy to get in touch. I know earlier, sorry, I was dealing with some computer issues, but I actually have a Calendly set up with Johnny Metaverse from Magic Eden. It's after the holiday weekend though. So yeah, I am working those angles. And I know it's funny that you mentioned that the Gold Rush, because there's another guy who reached out to me who I think I got in touch with him via like a One Planet guy. I don't know if you know One Planet's a marketplace that was on Terra and now it's on Polygon, but he put me in touch with like an Avogadro guy that like does some content creation that lives in Nashville. So yeah, we're definitely not, we're kind of Cosmos focused because that's like our little crew of people, but I mean obviously the goal is to just any cool NFT shit, I guess, if I had to have a tag
for sure
for it.
And of course
I'm sorry,
good sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I know that since you guys are familiar with Cardano, have you heard of the Noom protocol? Like the guys that are trying to fractionalize streaming royalties, like for music? Are you familiar with that? I know their founder lives here in town, Ryan Jones. Oh, wow. So it'd be a short drive for him to pop over there. You know what I mean? I know there's
city
and stake pool operators. Like I know several stake pool operators that live around the area here. It would probably zoom right out there. I mean, you know what I mean? So like, how much are tickets again?
$80.
$80. And what date is it? When's it happening? Is that, I think November 4th is what I saw on one of your profiles.
Yeah, it's November 4th.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool, man.
That would be cool. It's funny because I have a bunch of, well, not a bunch. I have a decent amount of Cardano content on my YouTube, and I just haven't done any in a while. I've been out of touch with that ecosystem. My NFTs are just kind of sitting in my wallet.
Real quick, Joe, the only place to get tickets currently is a different NFT marketplace called OmniFlix. Is that correct?
No. So OmniFlix, yes, you're halfway correct.
What about Stars?
You can visit. No, not Stars. You can visit the link that's should be up there.
What about Gucci?
I wish, right? But you can use USD to purchase tickets, and or if you have Atom and a Kepler wallet, you can actually purchase the tickets in Atom as well. But if you know, hey, if you just have USD, you want to purchase it via the Stripe app, you can do that as well. So, yep.
I'll sell you a ticket for ADA if you want.
Oh, Finn, that's my ticket. What are you talking about? What are you talking about selling my ticket, yo? Chill.
I just want to make sure it's easy for non Kepler people to be able to get tickets. So, Tank, what's the way? If
it's Stripe, you don't have to use crypto. You could use regular money.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's just a link. The link will allow you to choose either USD or, you know, if you're a Cosmos native and you have some Atom, you'd rather use that instead of your fiat money. You can purchase it with Atom, but yeah, you can just purchase it with regular fiat.
Where's that link? Is it attached to the website or?
I think it's up top. We have.
That would be the logical spot for it, wouldn't it, fans?
No, like I don't. I think see we have I'm it talking in the, about the other thing, the, not the Omniflix thing.
Yeah, there's.
It's the last shared Nest post all the way.
Wow! Tell me you're gonna rug me without saying you're gonna rug me. Get your shit together, guys. Come on.
Rug me hard, daddy. No, it's all the way to the left, I believe. Should be the very last one that was shared. It's just the NFTs Nashville post. Yeah. If you go down, you'll see it. It says Omniflix.co at the end of NFT Nashville.
So. Tank. It's a first pinned tweet up here. Yeah, just click on the tweet and then...
You're looking okay. At it backwards.
Anyways, Gold Rush, what? There's going to be like a pre-happy hour on Friday. And we'll get you that location. We definitely would love to connect with it. It's just about getting NFT people together and networking and having fun and maybe having some drinks, you know? So rumor has it that Joe was going to buy steaks, but I don't think that's going to happen now. But,
oh my God, I need my like certain tokens to go up really fast and then I'll be able to hook that up.
They have Wagyu at Walmart. It's pretty good.
Y'all getting fucking ramen at this rate.
So you might get
are getting a cup of noodles. That is a guaranteed cup of noodles at your table. Each one of you guys will have it. And if it's not tables, you will have them on your seat.
You don't even get a table.
If Cardano,
I mean, it's
you sit on the floor.
Fuck off. What do you guys want?
If Cardano was above $1, I'd be buying you guys dinner, but that's not going to happen probably. For a while.
Are you guys going to live stream the event?
I believe
that's the plan. Yeah.
Yes.
To Tank's channel. Yeah, that's definitely the plan.
Would you be open to like maybe streaming one of our games? Like we'll actually have our Dungeon Master there and we'll have the gameplay and the interface and everything. We could probably bring computer down there.
Definitely, man. If we could make that work. I mean, you're like, and I was talking with Tank earlier, like we have to make sure the sponsors get as much as they can out of this because you guys basically allowed us to put it on. So of course, if we could make that happen, I don't know if it would go through Omniflix or if it would go through Tank's computer, but we could definitely hook that up. Even if we pre-recorded it and inserted it into the stream while we're taking a break or something, everyone watching the stream would see it as live. And then, anybody who's actually there.
So the way I'm looking at it, Joe, the way I'm thinking about this is, do you remember back in the day when MTV Awards was like the shit and like they used to have like those guys sitting in the corner, like doing their own things as the event was going? I want to put crypto, like I want to have a board game going or like a game going, not a board game, the game going like as the event's happening too. Cause it's a 4-hour type kind of game. Right. And then like we can cut in between and check out and see how the game is going and all this other stuff on the side, man. I'm a boomer.
What you could do is if the game is on a computer elsewhere and you're streaming through Restream, all you would do is tap them in and just and share the screen. That's kind of easy to do.
Yeah, I mean, or OBS. I'm such a, you know, with everything, I used to use OBS. You just stream deck it, cut to the next camera. I got a bunch of cameras, a bunch of stands. We'll just put one on with everybody already playing. Cut in and out of the live stream for the panel, for the discussions, see how the guys are doing playing. We can even have something else crazy happening on the side over there. It's real easy. And then in between segments, we're running commercials for our sponsors, for you know, everybody else that's being there, yada, yada, yada. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. We got this.
Yeah, because if we drive down there, we could actually load up the car with several computers and we could actually just play the whole game while we're there. And then
I thought he was going to say to give them away. I was like, wait, that's a little unnecessary.
Well, we might give away like t-shirts and hats maybe, but
you're getting a Chromebook at best.
I'm working on hardware wallets, actually. I have to follow up tomorrow. Yeah, I have communication with Keystone Wallet.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I have to pitch them the event, but
I don't want to be that guy, but I would never put anything on something I got from a conference like that. I wouldn't trust that. I've been to DEF CONs. No, I've been to too many DEF CONs. There's no fucking way I would trust any of you fucking plebs. No way.
Well, maybe we could make it so like if we get a couple of wallets, people can win them and then they have to like, you know, actually get them sent to them directly from the company. But that's a good point. That's a good point. But Keystone Wallet's pretty cool because you can actually see the NFTs on the hardware wallet. It looks like a small phone, right? So it has a screen.
You know where else I can see my NFTs? On my phone, which looks like a small phone. But no, please do your ad.
I just want to let you know that I do actually accept brownies from strangers and I do eat brownies made by strangers. So
and then you know what, you could ask bands and gains. I do like to leave my drink places and I disappear for 10 minutes and I go back to it and I don't check for things that were put in there. So
not a care in the world. Just fix it up.
I have no idea the tabs. I mean
no one's gonna waste their roofies on me. So I'm pretty safe, but just in case somebody else.
You do realize like they could roofie you not to do horrible things to you sexually. They could steal your kidneys, which is probably more valuable.
Steal your keystone.
I'm pretty sure one of the Stargaze devs, the underage Stargaze dev that was at NFT NYC that was just pouring vodka into everyone's drinks. I'm sure it was more than just vodka.
All right, good chat, boys. Well,
well, I hope you really want to come to NFT Nashville, the Gold Rush. Hope we made you feel super comfortable, like we could be trusted.
Those people be roofing people.
Hey, as long as I'm guaranteed to get roofied, I'm down.
This is why I can't go to any events. On
like the cut of his jib. Let's go.
There'll definitely be drinks there, but I don't know about anything else. We're working out the drink situation currently, but we have our own personal bartender, and we've got Tank. Can you describe the drink making machine that you're gonna?
Real quick. You know, it's Tennessee, it's Nashville, so you know we have bartenders that are gonna be there. We will have a slew of drinks varieties for you guys to pick from. You know, if you like your wine, you'll get your box wine because you know it's fucking cheap. And also, if you guys want to have your cocktails, we will have artisans. I don't know if you guys are bougie like me, but I like my drinks made for me, just like a Keurig makes my coffee. Is very similar to that. We're gonna have multiple artisans, and we're gonna have many different pods for you to pick from. So if you like your Manhattans, your old fashions, your whiskey drinks, or whatever, you just pop it in there. Boom! You just make your, you know, we're going to have top tier. I don't know about you guys as well, but I like to drink top tier liquor. So don't worry about that. We're not going to give you guys some headache bullshit from the bottom shelf. It's top shelf only. So you're going to have your pick from that. If you like your martinis or whatnot, or maybe like sex on a beat, whatever you poison is your drink, you're probably going to have it there for you. Everybody will have drinks included with your ticket. As much as I don't know yet, because that's not ironed out. There are many different NFT projects that are going to be doing open edition mints, sponsoring tickets. So like, I don't want to say any number in advance because some of you guys might be alcoholics and get disappointed if you only get like five. So, like, you know, I don't want to put that out there like that, but.
We're going to do an open edition. I told you earlier, right? We're going to do an open edition mint, and we're going to just basically take care of all the drinks with an open edition mint, and then it'll take care of the bartender as well, ideally. And I have Don's support to help mint out this open edition mint.
Yeah, so we got some over there. Go good. The bartender that's going to be there, you know, works for us, and many other like literally works for me. I don't want you guys that are buying tickets and coming all the way, you know, be it car or your flights or booking your hotels,
to have to worry about tipping the bartender. I mean, if you guys are generous people, if you guys are ballers like me, maybe you guys want to do that. But we're going to take care of the bartender for you guys. Like everything, just bring your happy asses to Nashville, celebrate, have a good time with us, eat some ramen noodles, drink some drinks, and, you know, have some barbecue or something like that. But you guys don't even have to tip your bartender. That shit should be taken care of. So.
Right. And Tank, the ramen noodles, we're going to get a group picture eating the ramen noodles the same way the Osmosis team was eating caviar in the bear market.
Yes. Everybody's going to be sitting in their seats, damn it. We're going to have everybody in the damn seats holding up their ramen noodles and eating it together.
Hey, I just noticed that Signal is here. For people that don't know, Signal, Team Signal did the website, the logo, and all that for us. And I don't think it could have been any better. I think it's awesome. I love the black and the gold. Just looks great. Website, everyone that sees the website is amazed at how professional it looks. So Signal, man, he just left. All right, well, thanks, Signal, for the awesome art.
Fucker.
Who's on the NFT Nashville Twitter handle? Why don't you come up to the stage so people can easily follow it?
It's not me. I'm pacing around outside of the beach house just waiting for this hurricane to come on into Florida. So,
I've already followed them and turned on the notifications. So, yeah, they ain't there hard to find. They're right there.
Awesome, man. No, I'm happy we were able to connect to another ecosystem, because you'd be surprised how hard it is to connect with projects. And I know Shoot's been hustling, but, you know, I guess this time of the year, people are just like checked out because of the weather, and, you know, markets are slow. But yeah, the plan is always to, you know, make this a cross chain event. And like I said, it just so happens that we're more connected to Cosmos than other ecosystems. And that's where most of our sponsorships came from, whether it be validators, NFT platforms, or individual projects. We even got a couple sponsors that are not even related to NFTs at all, which is interesting. So that we got a good amount of support, grassroots support.
That was very interesting. That was super interesting.
Yeah.
And actually, so we're kind of front running. So since you're from Nashville, I don't know if you're aware, but BTC Nashville is happening next July. And we've engaged with the group that's putting that together to potentially, I mean, it'll be a little bit less than a year, but potentially being a satellite event for them for their first BTC Nashville event. I'm pretty sure I think it's going to be a yearly thing for them. And so we would, you know, certainly just be piggybacking off of their event, just kind of how like in NFT NYC, there's like a bunch of other stuff going on, or at ETH Denver, there was like all these other, you know, satellite events that you could attend throughout the conference. So yeah, we definitely, even though this is our first one, we're kind of already, you know, looking to see if we are going to make this an annual event, that we could definitely get a lot more eyeballs and, you know, being a satellite event to that big conference next year.
And, you know, generally speaking, like right now, like literally this past weekend, there was a conference in Denver called Rare Evo. So a lot of that was last year it was mostly Cardano. And then this year it was like a very cross-chain kind of event, and I wasn't able to make it. And then next month there's going to be one in Vegas, right? NFT XLV. And so I'm not going to be able to make it to that. But this is local. And so even though you're technically repping a different chain, I'm gonna have to show up, because I've got like FOMO for missing all these other events. You know what I mean?
That's
like
awesome.
I gotta go high five some other Web3 people, even if, like, you know, they only used to dabble in some Cardano or whatever. That's cool with me.
hey Rush, did you know about this Solana bar crawl that they just recently put on as well in Nashville? That was like just 2 weeks ago.
No. I really don't go to very many meetups. I work a lot, and you know what I mean? It's so, you know, but now that I've got one that's like literally staring me in the face right now, I'm like, hey, you know, maybe I should do this. And so I've followed the appropriate people. I've followed the appropriate accounts. And so I'm definitely going to keep my eye on you guys.
For sure, man. For sure. By the way, yeah, I know they said it a bunch of times. So I'm the one that actually lives in the area. So yeah, just hit me up, dude. If you have any other questions, or hit up the guys, we'll be more than love to have the Cardano ecosystem there as well.
And I'm sorry, who was just speaking? Was that Shroot or Tank? My screen looked like several people were talking.
That was Tank.
I'm sure Tank. Gotcha.
Right on, man. Is there any other questions? Like, something that we didn't cover at all yet, Joe?
I don't know. I think anybody can come up, take a mic, ask questions, except for Finn, I guess. I think that'd be the idea.
I definitely recommend that you guys stay at the same hotel with your friends, because that experience was very, very fun, right? Right, Bans? Last time we all stayed at the same hotel and at NFT NYC.
I had FOMO, but next year I'll stay with you guys, even though it's like 20 minutes from my house.
I said I was going to make that post later, and I didn't even do it. I'll do it. I promise you I'll do it tonight or tomorrow morning about the hotels.
I haven't even looked at the hotels yet. I'm just going to pick something along that highway that's between downtown and Franklin, because Ubers are so cheap in Nashville compared to New York.
65.
I'm not renting a car.
I-65.
Yeah.
I-65 is super, super cheap. And when you guys get to downtown, like, you know, whether it's the night of the event or the days leading up to or after, like, you're not gonna, Nashville is, Rush will tell you, it's really interesting. You can jump on a fucking tractor or pedal your damn way around. Like, it's insane. And you can just walk everywhere. It's not like it's like split up like NYC or anything like that, where it's like literally catch a taxi to the next freaking district or whatever it is that you guys, barrio, whatever the hell you
call them. This will be like my fourth or fifth time visiting. I love Nashville. I've driven there before from New York. It's just like, it's great. I have a friend actually, Tank, that lives not far from you. That he lives like in the rural area outside Murfreesboro. And I haven't visited him in a while. So maybe, I was thinking if people get there early, like you get there a couple days ahead, Thursday, I'll do some sightseeing stuff. If anyone wants to, you know, join, I'll definitely put that information out there. I'm sure there'll be some people that take the whole week.
Bro, you guys got to, if you guys come a little bit early, by that time, the Opryland, the Gaylord Opryland Hotel will have their Christmas event happening. It is beautiful. It's absolutely like, you just go see it.
Yeah, actually, I might do that on Thursday because I want to do the tour of the Grand Ole Opry as well. I'm not going to be able, I checked, there's no tickets for anything at the time that I'm going to be there. But I definitely want to do that tour, like that backstage tour they do. I watch it on Saturday nights. So I watch the stream. It's like, I don't know, was it 4,000?
Not the Gaylord Opryland Hotel.
Yeah, but it's across the street. It's I could do both, right? Isn't it right across the street? Yeah.
Bands. Actually, Bans was going to say something. I don't know if she remembers anymore.
I do. Sorry. Don't be smart.
She definitely doesn't remember.
I do remember. This doesn't have to do with what we're talking about. So I was just going to wait until like you guys like faded off.
No, go for it.
Like,
okay. How about this? Do a segue.
I don't got a segue. I just feel really bad for BitBoy. Like, I know this sounds crazy. Everyone's harping on the dude. But I feel bad for Mr. BitBoy and him getting kicked off of his show that has his name on it and all that. I just wanted to say that because it's really been bugging me. It's like the most craziest, terrible. What, it's still the most craziest, terrible.
He did do something horrible.
He did. He was on drugs and apparently he caused emotional, financial, and some other freaking damage to the BitBoy team that they even like did a show and, you know, repeated the tweet from their statement.
Yeah, he I know that before he was BitBoy, as we know him, he had like a really bad drug problem and I think he almost died. I think he might have overdosed and like survived the overdose or something like that. He has like a really
He has addiction problem.
He has a rough story, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's BitBoy in like the, you know, right in the middle of the crypto bull run in like 2018, 2019 or whatever. He has a crazy background story, but all I saw was that he relapsed. So, his behavior seemed a little erratic, even for him, like going to the Bahamas to like go find SBF. I thought was like really weird, and maybe this has been going on for a while.
Well, he had these little freak out moments where he just starts screaming into the mic, like, "I am the only person who could save like crypto and shit. I'm here for you." And like, I started thinking that there was something up, but I just still feel bad that, like, I know we all got our like own struggles and stuff, but I still feel bad for the dude, even though he's made bad calls and done a bunch of stupid shit. Like, he's still a person, you know what I mean? And he was in our space for a really long time, and now he's been like shoo-shooed, pushed to the side. That's all I have to say. We can go.
I bet you he disappears for a little while. He'll come back. He'll apologize. He'll launch a new channel, and he'll be shilling all like the Cosmos tokens that have gone to zero. Like, he's going to be shilling like BitSong, Juno, Comdex, all those.
I know. I can tell you guys one thing right now, which is hilarious. Well, it's not hilarious. I'm kind of like trying to capitalize on other people's misfortunes because that's the asshole that I am as an investor. But like, I remember, I don't know if you guys remember when they first were like picking up, they launched like multiple different NFT projects and it was on Wax. They had like the Bit Comic ones. Does anybody remember that? It was like the Bit Boy Comic ones.
I remember that. And Wax was like one of the biggest NFT platforms, right?
Yeah. I have one of the most rarest NFTs from that collection called Vanish. And I think it's just so funny and comical that he just vanished. And I literally have like number 3 out of the entire collection. And I've like always, you remember when it was that was when back when he actually had that that Dodge, right? Like Dodge Challenger, and it got stolen or whatever. And like, it was like, I remember telling everybody like, cause you know, things are always more valuable when the guy, and it just sounds like an asshole thing, but like baseball cards, collectibles and stuff like that in the real world, when somebody dies, it becomes that much more valuable, right? Or like when people go missing, that's or AFK or gone from the space, it's when things become much more valuable. And I'm like, I haven't checked yet, but I'm like, I wonder how much that Vanish is worth now.
That's I was gonna say before. I was gonna say now's the time to flip that thing, I guess.
I know, right?
It's
or yeah. Keep it as history. I don't know. He because Bans is right. Like, the dude is history. Like we like him or not, motherfucker is BitBoy crypto. Like you know,
I think people have short memories too. So you could make mistake after mistake, and you could come, he'll come back strong. I bet.
Oh, for sure. Then that's also a valid argument as well. But I've been thinking, I was talking to Gaines about this. There's certain NFTs that I literally want to get. What are they called? Those big, nice flat screen TVs. And like, you can mount them as like, you know, artwork frames in your house or condos and stuff like that. I was thinking about like mounting that Vanish one that's interactive. Like it moves, like it actually moves and all that stuff. Like that'd be really cool to put in the damn penthouse or something like that. But like, look at this. It's from BitBoy Crypto. He rugged us. And it's gone.
Hey, I gotta jump off, fellas. Gotta go into work. So thanks for hosting the space. So I'll catch up with you guys later.
Thanks, man. Good to talk to you. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Bye, Gaines.
And thanks for joining the earlier space. That was awesome of you guys. Appreciate it.
Good talking with you.
No problem. Gaines a legend. Gaines hosted like a 35-hour space. Remember that, guys?
He didn't do it by himself.
Cosmos Spaces.
It's still.
I was there for 15 hours while the fools was sleeping. So
literally, we have a lot of people that were helping host that 35-hour space. A lot of people in the space right now here helped co-host. It was awesome.
I got to say, a big Chad move right now would be because someone just came into the space that has a very big diverse following. If King Wabi tomorrow during whatever the prime time is to tweet can just share the NFT Nashville ticket link to his whole following, that would be awesome.
Yeah, fucking Wabi, I'll say it. We're talking to you, Wabi.
Yeah, Wabi's down. Wabi, I enjoyed that Bitcoin space today. I haven't been on Twitter space as much the last like couple months, but I caught like 3 today. And that Bitcoin space was great.
Because Bitcoin's been rocking it, man. They got some really good smart, super, super smart guys in there talking stocks, talking, you know, macro. The reason I like it, it's in late afternoon, so it works good for me. But I've really been it's because Bitcoin. It's a great space.
No, I love, you know, it's really funny. I love listening. Like, I'm doing stuff all the time whenever I'm listening to them. The one time I was able to actually get invited to come up there and speak, I kept getting calls from my realtor. I like kept dropping off and I felt bad. But I really like I know it's labeled because Bitcoin, but they have so much TradeFi smart motherfuckers there. And they like specifically talk about TradeFi more, I think more than Bitcoin. It's kind of like just a cross effect of like, oh, we're actually going to talk about Bitcoin as well. But they talk more of like my love language than anything else. And so, yeah, they've been rocking it, man.
Yeah, I listened today for the first time, and usually it's like right when my kid wakes up from her nap, like 20 minutes later, the space starts. But I was able to get in there, and then I jumped on Tank's live stream to talk about more trading stuff, and then I got on Gains of Space. I had like a good day today to catch up on just like Twitter Spaces and streams. It's been a while. I had the whole summer off. I'm a teacher. I had the whole summer off, and I couldn't connect with Tank not once the whole summer because my schedule was worse when I'm not working. And I couldn't connect with Wobby either in that, like, the whole damn summer.
Yeah, go ahead, Wobby.
Hey, man. Thanks for the kind words. What's the tweet you need me to share, brother?
We'll send it to you.
Up in we'll the nest. Yeah, we'll send it to you. It's just a link for the event that we're putting on. The tickets went live. The website for the tickets went live last night. So trying to just spread awareness.
It's a meetup. IRL meetup, Nashville, November 4th. But we'll get you the link, and you can tweet it out tomorrow or whenever.
I just DM'd it to him, so he's got the right one. Whenever you get time, whenever you got a lull in your tweeting schedule, we'd appreciate it.
I'll tweet it out at peak time, at like 12 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Eastern.
There you go.
Yeah. Because right now, dude, like, no one's really active. I think most people at this time, they're just tuning into Spaces, wrapping up their day.
Yeah, but, I think you're right.
Yeah, but appreciate the kind words, bro. Joe, I think you've been there since like the beginning, man. I remember when we got on that like video call back in December and January at like the bottom of the market. So you've been there since day one, brother.
That is true. That was the winter time. The first time that I talked to you, I definitely remember that. You're pulling good audiences during a time where engagement's really low, and I don't consistently see many spaces, you know, over 100 people. But all of your spaces are, you know, well over 100 people, which is awesome, dude, man. You could grinding like it out.
What was it's like last week or the week before last when like Bitcoin dumped like 10%, like? Because Bitcoin had just finished like their daily show, and then that shit happened, and I think they like spun back up a space, and it had like fucking what, like 1,500 people in it or some shit like that.
No, we run our spaces like at the same time, Monday through Friday. It's 4:20, 4:15 Eastern, and I remember like right closing our first hour at like 5:15 p.m. Eastern, we nuked for like 5 minutes straight, and like. It was pretty wild, dude. There was like 1,900 people, and I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, our numbers flipped ETH, right? And I've just been paying attention to like the numbers and all that stuff. And honestly, dude, like, it's really not that hard. Just share the shit. Like, if you have a show every day, dude, like, just share the shit out of it with people. And eventually, dude, like, it'll be annoying as fuck at first, but if you like DM like 100 people, there's a chance that at least like a third of them eventually will catch on and they'll start tuning in more, because the algorithm honestly sucks, right? And of course, like, dude, talking to other communities, bro, like, dude, if you Cosmos guys, if you do a space every day, sorry man, like my throat's kind of like itchy,
but you got COVID.
If you guys do a space every day at the same time, eventually it'll catch on and it'll play with the algorithm, and like, you'll attract other community members, bro, you know what I mean? And some people will just fuck with you because they fuck with you, right? It's like, dude,
you guys grind it out 5 days a week. I think that's been a key too, and
yeah, that's huge, man. They're good.
Yeah, and we had a fallout too, man. Like, I'm pretty sure everyone here remembers that we used to have a guy on our team, and like, that was a huge fallout. And we had like two other guys do some pretty horrific shit. And like, it was literally up to me to like take this company from the ground floor and basically bring it back to life. And like, I busted my ass for Open Exchange, and like, I'm trying to make this shit for the community. And by the community, not so much like corporate shit, right? Like, so we might have like 1,000 people or 500, 400, 600 people, but like, bro, I'll still let up Mayor, I'll still let up Tank, I don't give a shit. Like, I'm not trying to be some Mario Nafal guy that's like a corporate big space. And by the way, that fucker, he bots the hell out of his spaces. And like, I have DMs with him and his company trying to like sell me on the service. It's so shady, bro. Like, you go into his space and he'll have like 7,000 people, but you'll only be able to see like the first 800 or 900 people in the audience, and the rest will say quote unquote other listeners. And like, that's how you know it's fucking fake. And also, when you click on someone's profile and it says like Stay Swap or Sui Swap and then link3.to, some cyber connect bullshit, that's how you know a space is botted. And like, the Twitter Spaces community, like, a lot of it's botted and a lot of it's fake. And unfortunately, dude, like, some projects fall for that shit and then they realize why there's no conversion, you know, because if you're a project, right, and you go on somebody's space with like 400, 500, 600, 700, 900 people, you should gain some followers and you should see some like token appreciation or at least a conversion rate, some sort of follow up. And I feel like a lot of projects are falling for that psyop and they're wasting a lot of runway like that. I feel like projects should be focusing on smaller content creators and supporting them. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a project, you raised like $500,000 to $2 million, using 50 grand of that to support like, you know, a couple dozen small content creators isn't going to hurt you, right? And that's why I'm a huge proponent of like Joe and Don. I think like those two guys, bro, like I think they can be like stars in the next bull run, dude. So it's good that
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, because I'm biased because I'm a content creator, but I agree with you, because I think, what you know, if projects are reluctant to pay content creators, and obviously make it transparent, not under the table, like, here's $1,000, do some videos, but they're underestimating what the followings are going to look like during the bull market, right? Like, right now my following is whatever. I have kind of a, you know, small following, but who knows what happens when certain tokens take off and I'm on top of the content, maybe it's like 10 times. Right. So I think that obviously I want to make money doing content, and I haven't thus far, but I think you're right. I think the small content creators, there's value there for projects to support. And of course, multiple languages, I think they're missing the boat on, because there are good content creators in Cosmos that do content in Spanish that I know of, and other languages, Russian, German. So.
Yeah, dude. Optimism actually paid one content creator like $50,000 in Optimism tokens in Q4 of last year, and none of his videos eclipsed over 1,000 views. But just the fact that like he put some effort into production, you can get paid, bro. It's not that hard. The only thing is like, when you start getting deals and stuff, dude, a lot of people will not really support you, because like, people will only support you until you start getting paid. There's like this community that likes holding hands, losing money together. And when they see someone who's picking themselves up and actually building something and not just saying that they're building, there tends to be like some tension, right? Like, everyone that you saw me with on the panel, bro, dude, I literally met them like a couple of weeks ago. And the people that I was associating with like this time last year, I don't know what the fuck they're up to, man. And I guess what hit me was after FTX and the space was kind of silent for an entire month, I just decided that like I had to do something with my life instead of just waiting for a pump. And I think that's what everybody should do, man. And just focus on yourself. Never compare yourself to anybody, man. And like, I've been told some pretty harsh shit, dude. Like, one person told me, he's like, oh, like, why does Benjamin Cowan, right? This is a guy with like, you know, close to 1 million followers on Twitter and on YouTube, Ben Cowan from Into the Cryptoverse. Some like influencer said, like, what does Ben Cowan benefit from going on your show when your channel is so small? And it was like the most loaded slap to the face question. And some other projects asked me like, why should we partner up with you when, you know, we can pay Mario Nawfal, who has spaces of like close to 10,000 people? And it's like the most loaded slap to the face questions, but I just take that shit and I use it as motivation, brother. And I think everyone,
you've been grinding, dude. you've been really grinding. Like, you know, I watched my engagement dwindle as like the summer got closer, and then just kind of took a break. I was like, you know what? I'm getting rugged every other space. I'm not really, I guess my stuff is not hitting the way I want. Let me take a break and peel back. And then I look at a couple different spaces hosts, you know, you're one of them. And I'm like, wow, there's still people there. I just have to, I got to shore up my methods and actually promote the stuff and get good content. And, I'm starting it back up in a couple of weeks. This space is kind of just like a hangout where we could talk about the Nashville conference and all that. But, another one who scaled back his content, and I wish he wouldn't have, was Gaines, because Gaines used to run some awesome late night spaces that were easy to listen to for people on the East Coast, especially. So, but there are a lot of people in here that probably could do content or don't do enough content that would definitely benefit the ecosystem as a whole, except for Rack FM.
I knew you were going to say something.
I love how Robo likes to linger in other people's spaces. Then he says, I can't take the mic. I'm resting my voice for my show. Like anyone is listening to the show because of the sound of his voice. Come on.
I got to run soon, guys. Just wanted to thank you for having me on.
Oh, no, man. It was nice to talk to you for the first time. Appreciate you coming in.
Before you run, I do want to shout out to Crypto Dungeon. Guys, if you guys have any Adam, they are a validator in the ecosystem. Consider delegating to them. They run great infrastructure, great group of guys, very professional. Can't speak more great stuff about them.
Thanks. Yeah. We're actually 500 atoms from breaking back into the active set. We got knocked out by crypto.com DeFi wallet. So second centralized exchange that knocked us out. But I think that if we get in again, I've got a bunch of funds coming in. So we should probably be able to break up four or five positions, and then we'll be able to ride up the ladder there.
And you're being a little bit modest, because you did get knocked out by a Sybil at one point, you said earlier, when there wasn't many people on here.
Yeah,
that's kind of screwed
Huobi,
up.
Yeah. Huobi 1 and 2, and we beat them, both of them, actually. So, yeah, I think once we can get back in, and I don't know, we can use our commissions to fund the gaming token, and then I think we can do a lot of good, and probably would love to co-promote with you guys on some stuff.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm going to be firing up the content probably in like a week or two. We could definitely do like some YouTube stuff if you prefer that, or just come on spaces. I'm going to have, I actually talked to Maria today. We're planning to reboot or restart NFT Happy Hour in mid-September, so we'll have that regularly on Fridays, and happy to have any of the NFT projects, especially the sponsors, come on and just talk about what they've been doing, what they're building, and what the what their collections are like.
Joe, are you still teaching right now?
I start next Tuesday. I go back to work. I was off since June.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, man, so I have a full-time job. I guess like a in-person job, and to have kids and still do spaces, man, that's a lot, bro. And content,
yeah, man,
people do not understand how difficult it is to not have like, you know what writer's block is? Like when you have a creative block in your mind, people do not understand like the mental discipline and fortitude you have to have when it comes to content creation like that, dude. Like, especially when it comes to spaces, bro, once you talk on the mic, people already know if you're confident in what you're saying, and people will tune the fuck out. And all it takes is one bad space for someone to say, you know what, man, I'm not messing with this guy. So, yeah, brother, appreciate small content creators, man. And I think like sometime in the next, in the next 12 months, man, I think some of these projects that are going to be releasing are going to see some of the mistakes that some of these projects that are coming out now are making, where they just throw their money to Cointelegraph for a few articles and think that's the move for marketing. And that's just not the case, man. I think you start small and then you build yourself up. Like if you're a Cosmos project, why aren't you messing with people that attract Cosmos people, right? Or Ethereum people, and then scale up from there. So people are actually excited
when there's an article written about you and not the other way around. Because if we're honest, fellas, who like has a subscription to Cointelegraph or CoinDesk or reads their articles? Chances are you don't.
No, and it's probably a lot of people that just keep their coins on centralized exchanges, right? It's not people that are going to be digging deep into DeFi and NFTs, most likely. That would be my guess anyway. But yeah, you're right, man. And Tank, you know, what I notice is whenever you have channel sponsors, it always seems to be like smart projects, right? It's not who you would expect that is throwing money around. It's I think it's the more connected to the community type projects that are able to sponsor you.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely. Because we got a sponsorship with Kajira. And, you know, we've had several others in the past. And it is.
E-Money was a good one. E-Money was a good one.
E-Money was a super good one. Yeah. But it's you know, God, we were talking about this earlier. Like, it's never who should be sponsoring. It's always the smaller ones. Like, but, you know, we have somebody. Funny, Wabi, I was listening to you. Like, I was like just thinking, man, just that's like our everyday in Cosmos ecosystem. You're getting smacked around with these dumb fucking comments. That's like loaded questions. And you're like, really? But like, you know, whatever. I know there's not a remote in my bedroom. And making content definitely while being a father and having several full-time gigs is definitely hard. So I get it, man. I do live streams all the damn time just because, like, it helps me not have writer's block. I like to deal with things as they come. And I feel like that's like the only way to keep it fresh other than making pre-recorded fake videos, in my humble opinion. Not no disregard to anybody that makes pre-recorded videos, but it's easy to edit out and make yourself look good like social media does, right? So I like to keep things live all the time. But you're right. It's I don't know, man. For me, it's been having live streams and keeping things genuine has allowed me to find those partnerships. It's been a slow, grindy road doing that. But it's more long lasting, and you know, it is what it is.
I mean, I hope you guys are all rewarded for the time you guys put in when this market turns around. And I mean, I know, and Wabi, for you guys doing 5 days a week, man, that is, I agree with you. Once you're consistent like that, you know, and being a Bitcoin space helps too, but you guys have got some really good quality speakers coming in.
The wild thing is, bro, is that we barely talk about BTC, man.
Yeah. Like,
what I was saying. You guys barely talk about it. I love it,
like,
man.
Like, dude, man, if I show you some of the screenshots from our Discord, we do have an alpha group. Like, first month is free. Like, dude, we were the first large entity that aped into the Pepe contract at I think it was, like, right around 200K. Like, I have this screenshot. And everything. Same thing with Ticker Bitcoin. Same thing with Link. And I post all this shit, man. And like, you'll have some maxis say like, "Oh, why do you show shit coins? Oh, why are you called Because Bitcoin?" And sometimes I feel like just giving a smart remark, saying, "You know what, man? You should be our director of growth. How about you help us with outreach, and then maybe you can do a better job." Which they can't, because there's no money to make in the BTC space. The best you'll get is like a cheap, like, $500 a month from Swan, who's like disingenuous. Like, they're really dishonest. Corey Clipston is kind of a LARP. He shilled EOS and Block One and all their stuff and invested in OpenSea as a VC. And I don't really trust people that like kind of like to hide their past like that.
That's why I like your guys' space, though. I mean, you can be pro Bitcoin and into altcoins too. And that's why it's a very open. I mean, because I've been in some of the Bitcoin maxi spaces where they won't even let you come up on stage. But I think that's why you guys are doing well right now. I mean, it's pro Bitcoin, but it's like, it's nothing wrong with talking about Ethereum and, you know, all these other chains. It's, I don't know, you guys are just open and friendly. It's a good vibe you guys got going on.
Yeah, I just want to know why Wabi doesn't follow me anymore. That's all I want to know.
Wow, Tank, with the feelings. Wow, you could have just left him a DM and be like, "Yo, you want to hit me up with a follow, bro?"
I could have sworn I did, bro. But
no, it's fucking, I'm fucking with you, dude.
but yo, where I was getting at, dude, like, man, like, I hosted a lot of like Cosmos related spaces earlier in the year, but like when I found out that, like, you know, there's an entire ecosystem that pays people and all that stuff, and I just got tired of it. I'm like, I'm just wasting my time here, dude. There's like 200 people here, all these projects, and all these people can be paying me, but they're not, and I don't have a pitch deck ready. So I just took a break from all that stuff, and I just realigned my focus into just like opening up the conversation to broader like market discussion and talking about some of the innovation on the side when it's possible, right? Because like you don't want to be considered a show. Because to be honest, dude, nobody cares about like a product developing on a chain when you have like hundreds of people, like damn near 1,000. Nobody really cares. Like you have people exiting the room. But when I found out that like some of these projects have their rates at like 2,500, 2,400, some of them like 4,000, 5,000 for content creators and not even like media companies, just like content creators. I just thought, man, fuck this. I'm going to focus on like bringing in revenue, dude. You know,
I remember when you said that. I remember when you said that to Joe and us, like a few of us, you were just like, I'm out. That was like probably one of the best things. Dude, I'm going to rebrand IBC Gang to Puck Y'all. Puck Y'all is going to be the new brand, bro. Just going for it, bro.
Yeah, dude, you should, man. Like people will start taking you a lot serious when you like put respect behind your name. Like, bro, if you pull in like a decent number and you're basically hosting like a bunch of projects on the stage, man, like they deserve to pay you, man. Stargaze is here. Wow. So like I had Stargaze, White Whale, I had that Bitcoin Cosmos chain. It wasn't Babylon, it was somebody else. Nomic. Yeah, I had Nomic on. I had Sunny on, I had Neutron on, basically like the biggest protocols on Cosmos at the same time. And then like after that space, I'm like, why the fuck wasn't I paid? Because like if anyone hit them up, right, like a known, I guess not a known content creator, but like someone that is cool with those teams, right, they would have been paid like 2-3 grand just for that one space. And I was doing it on the face of a media company. And I'm like, nah, bro, I deserve more than this shit. Because now I'm just going to be looked at as a shill. I think like moving forward, man, like, bro, don't be a sucker to any of these projects, man. Like, if they want to come up on your space, pay up, dude. Like, none of this freebie shit, brother. Absolutely not, dude. It's time to put your foot down to all these projects. Just be relentless, dude. Look out. Look after yourself, because the community is not going to bail you out when you need help. They're not.
No, it's true. And Tank, you know, we know they have money. We've been seeing the pictures all summer. Everyone took those nice, like, 30-day vacations for a 3-day conference and all the caviar and all the lobster and everything. So, Tank, make an invoice that we could all use as a template.
I got you.
Yeah, that's really all I have to say about that, man. But have you guys thought about like branching over and like covering some Ethereum stuff, including some Ethereum individuals into your community?
No comment. I can't say it with the title of the space being what it is.
Oh gosh, I completely forgot, brother.
No, it's I'm just messing right now. It's hard not to branch out because there's so many things happening and you don't want to get trapped in like the 1% of the crypto world. So I've been looking at the Ethereum layer twos, especially now that we're going to have interoperable NFTs with Ethereum. It makes sense to just branch out, right? So I talked to Gravity Bridge today. I talked to another project on one of the Ethereum layer twos, and just there's so much cool stuff happening, and you know, it's a bear market. It's time to do research and time to kind of get your knowledge base set, because it'll happen too fast in the bull market to follow everything.
Yeah, but I'll be honest, man. I think in a bull market, man, like this Cosmos chain, dude, could definitely benefit with a Rollbit type platform. And I'm not talking about like Gelato or any of that stuff, dude. I'm talking like full scale, just like Rollbit partnering up with like hype men, influencers, and all that stuff, man. Because you need hype, man. You need hype. And I think I think Rollbit started a trend for the next cycle. I'm not sure if Rollbit's going to be around, right, in 12 months, 18 months, anything can happen, but I feel like they started off a trend. And I mean, I'll be honest, guys, like, I don't really think many people are going to give a crap about DeFi, at least like new market participants, man. They want things that like look fun and sound fun and are appealing, right? So that's just my speculation, man. And yeah, just pure speculation on my end, brother. Like, how enthusiastic could people honestly be for another AMM, for another lending protocol, for another like NFT drop, right? Like, there has to be something more than that, right?
I'm excited to find out what the new terminology is going to be for bonding your tokens. I want to know what they're going to call it in the next bull market to trick people to lock up their coins while they get dumped on in their face.
Yeah, man. I don't remember the last time I did yield farming for more than like a week, man. I did some yield farming back in like March after the Arbitrum airdrop, so farm some ARB. I was farming CeeLo, which did like a 3x that month. I pulled that with USDC, got some good yield on that. Permanent loss wasn't like wild. Arbitrum did like okay as I was earning those tokens. But besides that, dude, I don't remember the last time I actually took like DeFi that seriously, man. Outside of like using Uniswap, and I hosted a space with Monad and Fuel Network and Entangle. I'm pretty bullish on those three projects, but they won't be coming out for like a very long time.
I remember you telling me about Fuel a while back, and I still never really looked into it. You know, I gave some microphones, but I don't know if people like got bored and left or they got rugged. And I saw Reese pop in, and I gave Reese a microphone, and he's gone. So
I saw Reese. I think he bought a ticket. Did he buy a ticket? Pretty sure he bought a ticket.
Reese. Yeah. Reese is local. He's definitely coming. He's a Tennessee guy. Without doxing him, I'm pretty sure he's in Tennessee anyway.
Yeah, no, he said it before. So I'm always kind of bad when I say that kind of stuff too. But I'm like, oh yeah, he said it. Don't worry.
But it's definitely Tennessee, right? He's from that state. So
yeah, he's like my neighbor, basically. He's like my neighbor. I borrow sugar from him all the time.
Well, I'm definitely getting more pumped up about spending the weekend down in Nashville. Try to get down there. If I could get down there on Wednesday, I'd like to, but I don't know if I'm gonna be able to pull that off. But yeah.
Did you buy a ticket, Mayor? Did you get one or no?
Not yet. Gotcha.
I'll tell you what, guys, it's gonna be an eventful day tomorrow with this hurricane coming into Florida. We'll see how it goes.
I talked to my friend in Sarasota. He said it's not going to be much. And I know like the last hurricane that hit the west coast of Florida, it was kind of overhyped on the news because, you know, I have my place in Tampa and they didn't even get rain. So,
yeah, it looks like it's going into like the middle section of like the Big Bend or whatever they call it. And like we might not get anything. Who knows what. We'll see.
Well, you know, I guess to be fair, it doesn't take much in Florida because everything is sea level, right? Like, what's the highest point in Florida?
Oh yeah, everything so fucking floods.
The water table's so high, right? So it's.
Well, I told the Cosmo. What's his name? His name's Joe too. With Citizen Cosmo, I was supposed to have an interview with him tomorrow morning, and I was like,
Joe,
I don't think I'm gonna make that, man.
Oh, Citizen Cosmos. Okay, yeah. His stuff is good.
I felt bad. This is like the third time that we've like pushed it back, but you know, he had his issues and now a hurricane's coming my way. I was like, I don't want to say yes and then fucking, you know, be fucking standing in floodwater tomorrow and not be able to do it. So
I just want to recognize some people that are in the audience. NetaDAO perfect attendance for the month of August in Twitter Spaces. Congratulations. Scotty's been in every single Twitter space that I've been in since I joined Twitter like a year and a half ago. He gets perfect attendance for the last 18 months. And Gus, why don't you come up and hang with us, man? Were you too good for us?
Gus is supposed to be coming too, right?
I'm not sure.
He said he's going to drive. He's driving up, I think, from Florida. But yeah, Gus, come on up if you want, if you're available, if you can talk. If not, I had an idea for trivia. Like, one of the trivia questions can be, what is the name of Tank's dog? Is it, do you have a real dog, Tank, named after a blockchain?
Yeah, I'll say it right out so you guys want to know. I have one named Loki, but they're both pit bulls.
Oh, yeah.
And I have one named Ada because I made a fuck ton of money on Ada when I was.
And you named your dog after. Well, that could be like, yeah. we could do blockchain or NFT trivia at the event. And, you know, if you spend enough time with us in these spaces, who knows, you know, I can get some cheap Polygon NFTs and give them away.
The follow-up question has to be, can Tank spell Ada? And it would be, nobody got that. Never mind. Okay. That was a bad
Mayor, joke. would you want to help me set up some kind of trivia?
Yeah.
To do. Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Some fun stuff, you know, just to keep it going. And I can get, like I said, I can get cheap. There's this Bruce Lee. I don't know. Have you guys heard about this Bruce Lee 50th anniversary edition? Like, whoever, they airdropped it to like a bunch of different chains. It's like 0.5 Matic or 0.4 Matic. I've already got like 10 of them.
But Bruce Lee NFT? What the fuck are you talking about?
Hold on a second. It's a 50th anniversary. You should go to Magic Eden and look this thing up. Bruce Lee 50th tribute NFT. It's a little NFT that just spins around and does like a karate chop. I think it's just a cool NFT that's got a little bit of motion to it. And the team behind it, it was a free airdrop to like four or five different chains, but there's like 10,000 of them on Polygon. There's 10,000 of them on Solana, but you can get it for like 0.2 Matic. So I'll just grab like 20 or 10 of them and we can give them away. I'm sure we can get some cheap Stargaze NFTs too to give away.
You do know, as far as trivia goes with Bruce Lee, right? Like, what Bruce Lee's favorite drink is?
No.
What? You didn't get that? You didn't get?
Talk, I my get it. Are bad. I got it. I'm bringing single up.
I'd be willing to donate one or two from my collection for giveaway.
Wait, you have a Bruce Lee one?
I'm talking about Quantum Club. I would be willing to donate.
I was like, everybody has a Bruce Lee thing. I don't have one.
Joe, can you make me a co-host, please? Second co-host. I can have that honor.
That's Wabi talking? Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. Thank you, man. All right.
Wabi's positioning himself to mute Gus.
No, I'm not. Just make me co-host real quick. I have to say something.
But don't do sound effects like Gaines. Those are so annoying. They hurt my ears.
I'm not.
I just gave it to you twice. It's not working?
No, it's not. It's not working on my end.
Oh, I must have a co-host invite out. Damn it.
Well, you can have more than one. But anyways, Quantum, thanks. If you want to donate, thanks. That's very cool.
Yeah, I was just thinking to kind of help out and make a little bit more of diversity of a pot for it.
Oh, God, I just knocked Mayor off the stage somehow. God damn it.
Yeah, just invite him. Just invite him back up.
Sorry about that, Mayor. I must have offered someone the co-hosting, and I can't cancel it.
But listen, I see we have Signal. Signal, welcome to the stage. I just want to say that we have a very diverse speaker panel. There is about 8 people on the panel. So we're going to give you about 30 to 50 seconds. So we're going to hand over the mic to you, but just be mindful that there are other speakers on our speaker panel as you speak. So Signal, what have you got for us?
Hey, thank you so much, Wabi. I appreciate the time from the chair. Really looking forward to this event. It was cool doing the branding for it. It wasn't me personally. It was Drew from Signal. He did everything. So yeah, I guess I cede the rest of my time to the chair. Sorry for taking too long to speak.
You're doing perfectly okay.
Nah, I think you're out of time, man. I'm going to cut you off. Just kidding.
Oh, fuck off, Gus.
Good to see you again.
Gus, as the earth sleeps, man, as the earth sleeps.
While the earth sleeps, or while Gus gets drunk, but I'm not drunk tonight, so it's nice to meet you guys sober. So I just wanted to, Mayor invited me up, actually. I didn't request, so just wanted to say to you guys hello, and I'll probably see you there. I hope so. That's all I got to say.
Is Jacob here? Is he recording? It was pretty cool, though. I just have to say, I bought my ticket today. It's the first time I've bought an NFT that has like any utility, I think, with like real world. I'm actually going to get to use it as the pass and stuff. So pretty excited about that. Yeah, congratulations, guys. Tank, Joe, everybody. Mayor, yeah.
Thanks, man. And Gus, good to have you up here. It's been a while.
I just don't understand how this turned into a probably, Gus. Like, you assured me that you'd be here. I don't like how it seems to be weakening every single fucking time.
It has to do with full-time work instead of the part-time stuff that I do, and a wife that's kind of angry sort of thing. You know what I mean? If I can grab the car and just like jet up there real fast, like it's a 12-hour drive from where I am. So, you know, I can just go up there, party with you guys, turn around, and come back. I mean, albeit staying at a hotel for the night or something, but I do want to go. And I had my finger over the buy button this morning. I was like, I got to do this. Once I buy the ticket, that gets me to the commit part. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's all, what is it? It's always easier to ask for forgiveness. Fuck it. Right. Just fucking
yeah. Actually today's my birthday. So, maybe I can go and ask her right now.
Nice.
Before 12 o'clock.
Yeah, play the birthday card. By the way, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We got a lot of boomers here, Tank.
We do. Amongst our people. This is our people.
We got at least 5 or 6 boomers in the space today.
Joe, what is Women from Cosmos?
What do you mean, what is it? It's an NFT project on Stargaze. It's one of the Genesis projects, a one of one collection.
Oh, okay. So who's this one guy? He gives grants and stuff. He has like a punk as his PFP. It's like a blonde punk. He has it in a ponytail.
Are you talking about Bendy? I don't think Bendy actually approves the grants. I think Bendy's involved, but I know he's not on the multi-sig.
So there's a chick called Nish Tittle, right? Nish.
Yes. Yeah. That's Rena from us. I think she's from Citadel.
Yeah. Yeah. So she works with some dude and his PFP is like a punk that has like yellow hair. I can't remember his name, but he does grant stuff.
If you know who, you're talking about the Accelerator DAO grant program?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, yeah, there's a few of them. I don't know who has that PFP, but there's a few of them, and some of them are on oversight. Some of them are actually on the grant committee. Dude, we spend so much time talking about the grants programs on Spaces, and we don't even know their names. It's pretty sad.
Oh gosh, dude!
I'm actually gonna
better future.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Tank, is that the person that we met with when we got denied the grant for NFT Nashville?
Yep.
That was Better Future, that guy who...
Yeah, Better Future is the one that told us that how... It was that slap in the face question, Wabi. Like how are we... We asked them originally, like, you know, hey, think about sponsoring in somewhat way NFT Nashville. And we basically got back, like, how are you guys in putting on this event going to usher in the next 10,000 users, new users, into the Cosmos ecosystem? And we were like, well, how is any grant that you, like, how the fuck did anybody answer this question is what I wanted to know.
Yeah, the guy didn't really understand NFTs at all. And that was interesting. So yeah, so long story short, people have heard this story before. It's not a sob story. This is just like what led us to where we are right now. But Tank,
it's actually an inspirational story.
It is. Tank applied for a grant for $30,000 for the Accelerator DAO to put on this event, Bootstrap and all that. And it was denied. And it took us like a month, but we did get a meeting with them to find out why it was denied. And like the rationale made sense, although they did ask that loaded question, which nobody can answer, right? How are you going to get 10,000 new users in Cosmos? But the guy that met with us, it was like extremely clear that I don't think he even knew that Cosmos had NFTs, to be honest with you. He was completely confused when we were trying to explain what NFTs were. And, he definitely wasn't trying to help us. I think he was just kind of running interference on us so that we would leave them alone, right?
Well, it wasn't even that. But fuck, you gotta remember, like, right before that, it wasn't just that. Like, there was other grants that just got approved for events that were like, no questions asked, no nothing.
Oh yes,
remember Dimmy got it for his college
happy hour.
College happy hours to feed the people that came. And it was like, how is that helping bring it? How did they ask them, like, how are you bringing 10,000 new users? And kind of like with CryptoCito, like, I want to know, and since it's community pool funds that's being spent, I want to know how that question was asked and how it was answered when it comes to funding CryptoCito's video. 10 grand a month.
I don't know. I'm not going to pick on any single grant. All I say is that if a grant gets approved, they should make the application public so people can see what's actually getting approved and what teams are getting funded. Because the way that the grant application goes, you only get to see the name of the person who submitted the application. You don't see the team. So what I'm guessing is that there'll be like multiple grants with the same people part of the team that we don't even know, because they're not, you know, they're not the one actually filling out the application. But long story short, the Accelerator DAO, they asked people the question, how are you going to onboard 10,000 people by us fulfilling this grant? And then didn't the guy say that Occlusion nixed the grant?
It was weird. You had left and I, you know, whatever, take me for my word or don't believe me. I don't give a fuck.
I believe like, you.
Yeah. So like we had a meeting, Joe had to leave for personal reasons and stuff like that. I think you were actually working at the day. So you'd leave.
Yeah, I
met with him after the fact, and he Better Future had told me, to be very frank and blunt with you, Occlusion doesn't see the benefit in supporting some of these specific requests. And in more words than less, that they had to basically appease them because they run everything by them for their basically nod of approval. And that's just my way of putting that in there. But I'm telling you, that's what I was told. And when I heard that, I was fucking floored.
So you're saying they basically admitted to running all the applications through them?
That's, he didn't directly say that, but that's basically what I was told, was that,
got it,
they run by request through them and basically have to please the powers that be, right? And yeah, you know, whatever, take me for my word for it or call me a complete bullshit liar, I don't really fucking care, but that's what was told to me.
So what if you just came under the guise of like an entity and not like an individual, right? Because CryptoCito, that's like a team. That's like a Cosmos Media company, right? What if like the like the thing to get approved for all this stuff is to present as an entity, right? And I can give an example, right? Like, all right, if because Bitcoin applies, which I don't think we'll ever dabble in like governance proposals for like some DAO, but like I can give an example, right? If I were to act on behalf of Because Bitcoin and I were to apply for this accelerator DAO, right, for some funding for content creation, right, what am I going to do to onboard, you know, the next 10,000 users? I would say take a look at our numbers and take a look at the people that we attract. We have people from all different sectors in the crypto community and people from TradFi. Through our exposure that we have on social media, we could direct attention to all things Cosmos. So it's a short.
No, we more or less did that. We more or less did that.
Yeah.
With you.
That was off the cuff. That was good. That was good stuff.
No, you're right. But the thing is, it's like, I don't think it really matters. Like to be, you know, I'm not, I want to be bearish all the time, but like a lot of people that got funding are individuals. A lot of people, like there's no rhyme or reason, or there's no structure to like what questions are asked, how the structure of flow goes for
the, you have to be in the in crowd.
You have
right?
to be in the in crowd. So like we did that. We actually did do that. We showed metrics. We showed, you know, engagement. We showed growth. We showed all this other stuff. And it was just like, no, it was pre-denied before it was even freaking over their desk, man.
Bro, this thing is like the Democratic Convention, bro. I won't even lie, man. I see some of the people that are at the forefront of some of these new projects, and I can't help but be bearish sometimes, bro. I just can't. If I was Don, right, or if Don knew the information that like I've known about some projects, dude, I'm pretty sure he would start. Funny, it would be hilarious, man. But brother.
I feel like he's good at making inferences though, and his radar is always on.
I mean, shit, dude, I can make a reference right now, bro. I mean, how do you go from for campaigning for Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and expect your project on Cosmos to be taken seriously? I can start off by saying that, right? I can tweet that out. It doesn't take that long to hear who I'm referring to. But I mean, shit, dude, if you've raised millions of dollars and you can't even pull more than 10 people into your space and your fucking Discord gets hacked, your community basically goes to zero. Good luck. Good fucking luck, man. But I guess
to be fair, I did check out a space for informal like 3 weeks ago, and they had 7 people in there. So anything above 7 for a small project, I feel like, is a success compared to that.
Jeez, man.
Well,
they had four speakers and 7. You said 7
this,
people.
You said it's not just informal, but like with the biggest decks in Cosmos. How many people watch their YouTube videos?
Oh my God! Yeah, no, I definitely. If I do a live stream with Don and we just talk nonsense and I made clips out of it, more people would definitely watch that.
I mean, we have more people in this space than they had on any one of their videos.
I mean, there's not that many Cosmos projects that do successful spaces. I would say like.
That's a problem, bro.
It's a big problem. It's a. I would say like Migaloo pulls good numbers, and I was shocked they had like 100 something people in a space recently, and I clicked on every single person like at the bottom of the space, and I'm like, these are actually like real accounts. Like, I don't think these are bots. And I think it was like Kajira had a decent one. Migaloo gets consistently like around 80 to 120 people in their space, which is great. I can't remember the other one. Osmosis used to pull big numbers for their community calls during the bull market, and then it just disappeared, like, bro, 25.
Have you seen Terra's numbers, bro? Sometimes, like,
no.
I saw them do a space a couple of weeks ago, and like they matched like some of our numbers at Because Bitcoin, bro. They had like
600, 700 people in there, brother. But they weren't talking. They weren't talking about nothing. Like, they just talk out of the I kind of feel that most of these people do. They follow a fucking ChatGPT script. And I know how that goes, brother. I've been invited to host some of these panels under different accounts, and they give you a script, man. It's like, it's pretty disheartening. And then, like, when I look at the token price, man, that just shows the proof in the pudding, man. Price is the ultimate marketer, man.
Yeah, and for a lot of these tokens, the only thing that could save them is for the entire market to reverse, and then they'll just lag the average performance of the market, right? Like, you could buy the bottom of a token and it might go up 5x, but that sucks if the rest of the market goes up 20x. You lost a shit ton of money. And you know, I'm trying to get Sunnyside Reapers up here. This guy's a successful NFT creator, can't even get a good phone to get up on Twitter Spaces.
I just wanted to say hello. So take care. Thank you for hosting, Wubby.
Hey, Signal.
Hey. Signal, thank you for coming on our spaces. As you can see, we have a number of people here on the panel, so thank you for participating.
Gus, you're awfully quiet, man. You okay?
And have you guys seen Coach Bruce on spaces lately, man? He's been taking a break, man. We need him to go hard on spaces, man. And I want to tell Coach to start talking more about Ox instead of a Lunk.
I don't for the life of me understand Lunk at all. I just really don't.
It kind of reminds me of that whole Planet Fitness meme, the Lunk alarm. the Lunk alarm. That's what it reminded me of, dude. And then, like, I remember when he was doing those faces in the summertime, when I was experienced like some severe, I was in a severe down point in my life. And I would make these jokes, right, that like Coach Bruce was the Lunkness monster, and he would spread the legend of Lunk. Cause
the legend Lunk is a cult. It's not a legend.
Yeah. I would call it the Lunkness monster, dude. And so where I'm getting at is, you know, it was sort of like this sitcom, right? It would be Coach Bruce and like all these women from Australia and like the UK, and they would just talk about so many different topics, and sometimes it would just get weird. It would get really, really, really weird. But the token bumped.
Yeah, they had some interesting lunatic spaces. I think that was like last year after the DPEG. And there would still be 100, 150 people in there listening to them talk about crazy, crazy stuff for hours.
I listened to a couple of those and I was like, I'm like, these people are on another planet. And then didn't they pass a governance proposal to try to repeg UST with a governance proposal or something like that? Or Luna? Do you remember that, Mayor? Do you know the details?
No, I don't.
I think they passed like a governance proposal to repeg one of the tokens. And I remember somebody just ripping them on Twitter, just like, you guys are all morons. You're only short about $9 billion to make this a reality. And it was really funny, man. They thought they could just like pass governance and repeg a token.
Yeah, I think I do remember that now. I think it was more of a joke. I don't know. I tell you what, I'm gonna look into Ox, man. I haven't even messed around on there, but I wanna look into it a little bit.
Yeah, they took care of their dilution problem. I wonder if I can say certain things on this space, but I don't think I'm going to get in trouble. But anyway,
it's not recorded.
Yeah, well, somebody from Archway, I'm not going to say who, like, sometimes he hits me up for like degen advice, and I'm like, my brother, like I told you, like I would have helped you guys out to push your token, but you denied me, and in turn your token's down like 70%. So he usually hits me up for like degen advice and shit, and I told him straight up, like, bro, you need to convert all your flex into aux. And he didn't, and he like messages me saying that like he feels a pain within his gut, and yeah, he's down like 80%.
Is aux an ERC-20 token?
Yeah, it is. It is. So basically, okay. Like there was dilution in aux, because people would convert flex into aux, and there would be a 25% like add on, right? But you know, there's still a large portion of the flex that wasn't converted, so it was basically rendered useless. And you know, after the conversion, like they had 60%. Yeah, it's about 60% of the aux, right? That was going to be used, you know, to give like flex converters. It's now in a community fund, and that's going to be used for marketing, or a burn, giveaways, things like that. And like my speculation is that they're going to burn like 80% of it, and that's going to cause like a pretty significant price increase, but probably not going to happen until like late Q4, Q1, okay, Q1 of next year, late Q4 this year. Because you need the Christmas pump, you know. And one thing that I like about Open Exchange is that they're not really like pushing all these new features like Rollbit. You take a look at Rollbit, bro, they're trying to add so many new, mind you, dude, like 50% of my stuff is in Rollbit, right? But like Rollbit is pushing out all these updates, they're signing all these deals. And we're not even in a full-fledged bull market. Like BTC is stapled in the 20s. ETH, you know, has a limp dick and can't get over 2K for the life of it. And all the majors are, you know, making new year-to-date lows, right? Or about to make new year-to-date lows, right? So Rollbit's kind of like unleashing too many boats in the chamber. And the price action reminds me a lot of Luna in 2021. Like if you look at the year-to-date chart on Rollbit and then pull up the year-to-date chart on Luna, right? Just pull up January 2021 on Luna all the way to like September 2021 on Luna and compare that to Rollbit. It almost looks the same. So I think Rollbit at best probably has like a 2-3x from here until like the year finishes.
You're talking RLB?
Yeah, RLB. Yeah, yeah.
Is it on Solana? Is it a part of Solana? Or
it's so it was launched on Sol and then it migrated over to ETH mainnet in late June. So like after they bridged to ETH, it was like at about 2.5 cents. So it's up almost 10x in almost 2 months. So. Well, I mean, yeah, technically it's
I'm looking at the chart right now. So let's see, end of July, it was 8 cents. And now it's at 20. It's like, I don't know. And it's just mainly an exchange?
It's a gambling platform, and like they make revenue and all that stuff. And like one of their catalysts for Q4 is going to be like sports and all that stuff, and so you can play like sports betting, you can play some games and all that stuff, and like they're partnered with a lot of like these slot machine players, so it's like they actually make money right? I think like from a revenue perspective, as far as like gambling, I think like one of the only people that actually make more money than them is Stake. Rollbit's making like, you know, I think it's like yeah, about 9 figures in annual rev. So Rollbit's actually making good revenue. It's not like a Fugazi like most of DeFi. Like nobody really cares about DeFi right now, bro. If they did, people would be speculating on Aave and like yields would be a lot higher. Nobody really gives a crap, man. Nobody cares anymore. It's quite boring. Really. So
Yeah, I'm checking it out. Anyways, yeah, I've heard you talking about it a couple of times, but it's it's had a nice run over the last couple of months, but it's close to all-time high. But you never know, it could have another run.
Mayor, let's ape into something that we've never even heard of before. Let's do it together.
Yeah. Looks like Uniswap is the only place and some other no name exchanges. Oh, Joe, I don't know, man. I'm just this market is, I tell you what, man, it's either you're predator or prey. You gotta learn to be smart, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm moving some tokens around. Like I don't think time wise we're near the bottom, but like dollar wise, we're probably near the bottom of most of these. Like a token that's already dropped $40 and it's a dollar, it's not going to drop $40 more, right? But it's I'm trying to place bets that are kind of long shots, but good long shots, and we'll see what happens. Yeah. I'm 80% in Bitcoin and Ethereum, so I figure my last 20% of my portfolio, I could flat out gamble.
Joe, have you bought an Ox yet, bro?
Did not.
You probably should. You need to turn your brain off and go stupid mode. Like, don't use fundamentals. Just know that there's a story behind it. If there's a narrative, it's gonna pump. Like, no one really cares about like some high tech DeFi stuff. Like, there's a reason why this entire year, and in the bull run, you had tokens that had narratives and hype communities outperform. So here's the thing.
They have great memes.
That's the point. That's the point. They have great memes. They have Coach Bruce, right? And not I don't want to brag here, man, but like there's actual personality within OpenX, and like the Kyle and Zoo redemption arc, I think that's gonna be a strong story, man. And I find it so funny, dude, that like people with projects that nobody gives a shit about are complaining about Open Exchange. I find that to be pretty hilarious. Like, you should be worrying about the price of your own token, brother. No one is gonna know what you're even building in 8 months, right? So
are you saying best tech is not a good narrative?
No one cares about best tech, man. Nobody. And mind you, this is coming from somebody that like was super bullish on Atom and all that shit, but after partaking in DeFi summer, I realized that like, all right, so 50% of my bag was an Atom, right? I had bought an Atom like during the COVID crash. I bought it at a dollar, and it couldn't even cross 10 bucks during DeFi summer. And then I'm like, fuck this. And I converted most of it into Luna because I saw the Ponzi that was being created. I saw the community. I saw Doquan with CZ and Mike Novogratz, and all I had to see was Mike Novogratz. Mike Novogratz has chosen, the best winners for the next cycle, two cycles in a row, right? He picked EOS, and he picked Ethereum, right? So if this guy's gonna pick Luna, he's smarter than me. He's richer than me. He's been investing since the fucking 80s. So I'm just gonna go with this guy, right? He's a boomer.
He's a boomer, but he looks like he could be a villain in the next Expendables movie.
Yeah, but he also knows like degeneracy, right? And that's where like capital markets are going to, man. It's pure degeneracy, dude. There's no fundamentals. Fundamentals do not exist, man. So I think it's going to be the same thing for next cycle. And I think if something bad were to happen to Binance, I think Open Exchange is going to take advantage of that. And so I think like the game plan is sort of like, all right, cool. If you lost money in Celsius, Mt. Gox, and other stuff like that, you can come on Open Exchange, get your claim. You know, you'll be made somewhat whole with your liquidity.
And on top of that, you know, we'll start adding in names that are hot in the community. Take a look at, you know, all these tokens that were listed on Open Exchange. Take a look at their price action after. Robit got listed, all-time high. Unibot got listed, all-time high. Ticker Bitcoin got listed, all-time high, right? So if this is going to be a trend, right, just imagine in a bull market. And, you know, the the main beneficiary is going to be a hated rally for Ox. And there's a spirit behind it. There's a soul. It's not this, like, super tech, giga brain, closed cult community type of token. No, it's memeable, but there's also, like, you know, massive speculation, and these guys know how to paint a chart. And that's really all I have to say about it, man. I don't want to turn this into like a shill space, but just kind of want to get like a small pitch on where my head is at. And I kind of gave my whole thesis on Kyle and Zoo coming back. If you go on YouTube, right, just go on YouTube and put three, I'm going to test this out like live, right? So I'm opening up my YouTube app, right? And then just put 3AC, right? Redemption, right? Just put 3AC redemption. And then you'll see a video that says Bitcoin Talk and 3AC redemption arc, right? You click on that video and take a listen to the last 6 minutes. And I give my entire thesis on Kyle and Zoo coming back. And if they were to release a token, that token would outperform. That's exactly what it did this summer. Flex even performed pretty well soon after that. So, you know, that's where my head is at with all that stuff, brother. But
you're definitely and, no, it is. And I never ever buy a token thinking I'm investing. Or I'm like buying an investment of any sort. I think the reason why the narratives move the prices so much is because there's so much confusion in the space. There's like no information to latch onto. So you might as well latch onto what's fun, I guess. And I don't think NFTs as a whole are going to kind of take the spotlight the way that it did. I think there'll be more like memeable DeFi tokens. And I think there'll be less of them doing bigger multiples. I think there'll just be bigger crowds rushing into less tokens. I think that's what's going to happen.
Joe, have you looked into D-Gods, bro?
Yeah, man. I was standing right next to Frank at a basketball game not too long ago, and I was going to talk to him. And then I turned around to talk to him, and the guy was so fucked up. I don't think he even had both his eyes open. And I was like, I'm not going to talk to this guy now.
Dude,
he was a mess, absolute mess.
Yeah, D-Gods, dude, like that is a collection that I'm extremely bullish on for the next bull run. And I made a tweet. I'll put it up on the nest. Give me one second, Joe, but I put it up on the nest. I just found it, right? So it was August 14th. I put it up on the nest. And basically, I said, whichever one wins, right, I'll make it my PFP. And I was hoping that D-Gods would win, right? And a few days later, D-Gods just absolutely shits the bed. And so, all right, let's see. On August 14th, it had a floor of just above 7 ETH, right? And the price nuked to 3.6 ETH, right? And, I mean, now it's sitting at 4.7, so it's had a pretty considerable bounce. But I kind of believe we'll have a second opportunity, right, for things like NFTs. They'll probably make a lower low, a new year-to-date low. And I'm telling you, man, I think if D-Gods gets to, like, a floor of 2 ETH, man, I mean, I'm thinking in a bull market, right, you can probably 50x from there on an ETH floor, and that would only be like a 5.5x from its ETH floor high of 13.3 ETH. I mean, and if you think that easing and lower rates are coming back and the market's going to be super euphoric in 2025, I don't really think, you know, D-Gods at like 5 to 6x higher from
It's prior all-time high. Is that crazy? And if you think ETH is going to a price point of like 8 to 10K, I think that's pretty lucrative. And when you look at Frank, dude, this guy is a fucking hustler. There's a story behind it. And, you know, he's fallen up a few times. And I think with founders, right, if they have a redemption arc and there's a story behind it and it's a believable story and like there's merit to it and like there's engagement around it, I think there's a story to be told. And people love stories because this market is the attention economy. If you're in cryptocurrency, man, every fucking dollar that you put into all of these Ponzi's, you're investing in a media company. All of these projects, they are not technology facilitators. They are media companies, man. You can have the best tech, the best team, but if nobody knows about your project, nobody's going to bid. And if there's no bid, price looks bad. Price looks bad, bad project.
Yeah, no, the optics are important, right? Like perception is reality. And with NFTs, even projects where they have a good quote unquote floor price, if there's no volume, people get bored really fast because you don't want to list your NFT and have it sit there for like a week. Whereas like fungible tokens, you could just fucking unload as many as you want into a liquidity pool and they're gone, right? And you have something else now. So I think the blue chip NFTs, this is me just guessing. More money should flow into the better projects. There a lot of projects that are mediocre that don't have realistic roadmaps or plans, those should get eliminated. You know, it looks like money's moving out of NFTs still, and I guess they're gonna find meme coins or like stuff like Ox. I don't know. But can I just say something that's really funny? He's not here anymore, but Gus DM'd me, and apparently because of Tank, he took offense to throwing around the word boomer. He said boomers were born before 1964. They're a despicable generation. And then he said goodnight and left. So we can't throw boomer around. People that are not boomers, even though they're crypto boomers, get offended by our unrecorded spaces sometimes. So Tank, you get to be a better person.
That fucking boomer.
But speaking of boomers, I'm way past my bedtime. I'm gonna shut it down. But this was fun. Wobby, man, thanks for coming up. I thought you were just gonna pop in, pop out once you saw like this is like Nashville NFT space, but appreciate your insights on how the just like the bigger picture here, because a lot of us are preoccupied with small shit that really doesn't matter in the big picture of things and like these little blockchains and these small ecosystem, but you bring a good world perspective to the space. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm just a regular guy, man, speculating on digital asset securities.
Just speculating on unregistered securities with dogs on the front. Yeah, I think I could relate.
Yeah, man. It was fun, guys. It was fun. It's nice coming on here and just being more raw. So.
Yeah, man. I used to do like a fun and Mayor, remember we used to do those fun Saturday night unrecorded, just like off topic space. I hope we bring those back when the weather gets shitty. Those are fun, man. So anyway, everybody have a good night. Everybody that's here, thanks for joining. Hopefully next time people will participate if they're shy. I'm looking at Rack FM and Kit. And other people like that, please request a mic next time and add some spice into our unrecorded space. So
motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been in my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle beats. Tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.